Are we there yet?
Hello, and welcome to the Scrap Go Scrap podcast, where we talk about the size. Oh, wait, sorry. Where we talk about the increase in the size, the cost, the extent of a reach and the power of a tyrannical, de facto government. I guess I could have went. Crap.
Whoa.
Yeah.
We're in so much trouble.
Why?
Because that tyrannical government's going to come down on us for talking about them.
That tyrannical government, what?
They're going to come down on us for talking about them.
They talk about us.
Do they?
Sure they do. Terrorists always call terrorists terrorists. I mean, non-terrorists terrorists.
That's true. And, well, I'm sure they feel terrorized by us.
Yeah. Well, thing of it is they're supposed to be the public servants, not the public masters. But they treat us like we are the servants and they are the masters. Are you there?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm in such a poor signal area. Yeah. Okay. Well, yeah, basically Ron Paul, I called a minute ago. He may have updated it between then and now. he is talking about war.
Warmongers.
War mongrels, yeah. You already listened?
I did, and I listened to it last week, and, you know, I was trying to prep for, you know, for this podcast, but, you know.
Well, yeah. Let's go ahead and play it, and we'll make our commentary, and go from there. I'll be right back.
March 26th. On Friday, President Trump signed the omnibus spending bill for 2018. The $1.3 trillion bill was so monstrous that it would have made the biggest spender in the Obama administration blush. The image of leading congressional Democrats Pelosi and Schumer grinning and gloating over getting everything they wanted and then some will likely come back to haunt Republicans at the election. If so, they will deserve it. Even President Trump admitted the bill was horrible. As he said in the signing ceremony, there are a lot of things that we shouldn't have had in this bill that we were, in a sense, forced if we want to build our military. This is why I often say, forget about needing a third party political party. We need a second political party. Trump is admitting that to fuel the warfare state and enrich the military-industrial complex, it was necessary to dump endless tax dollars into the welfare state. But no one forced President Trump to sign the bill. His party controls both houses of Congress. He knows that no one in Washington cares about deficits, so he was more than willing to spread some Fed-created money at home to get his massive war spending boost. And about the militarism funded by the bill, Defense Secretary James Mattis said at the same press conference that, as the president noted, today we receive the largest military budget in history, reversing many years of decline and unpredictable funding. He's right and wrong at the same time. Yes, It is another big increase in military spending. In fact, the U.S. continues to spend more than at least the next seven or so largest countries combined, but his statement is misleading. Where are these several years of decline? Did we somehow miss a massive reduction in military spending under President Obama? Did the last administration close the thousands of military bases in more than 150 countries while we weren't looking? Of course not. On militarism, the Obama administration was just an extension of the Bush administration, which was an extension of the militarism of the Clinton administration, and so on. The military-industrial complex continues to generate record profits from fictitious enemies. The mainstream media continues to play the game, amplifying the war propaganda produced by the think tanks, which are funded by the big defense contractors. This isn't a conspiracy theory. This is conspiracy fact. Enemies must be created to keep Washington rich, even as the rest of the country suffers from the destruction of the dollar. That is why the neocons continue to do very well in this administration. While Trump and Mattis were celebrating big military spending increases, the president announced that John Bolton, one of the chief architects of the Iraq war debacle, would become his national security advisor. As former CIA analyst Paul Pillar has written, this is a man who, while at the State Department, demanded that intelligence analysts reach predetermined conclusions about Iraq and weapons of mass destruction. He cooked the books for World War. Bolton is on record calling for war with Iran, North Korea, and even Cuba. His return to a senior position in government is a return to the unconstitutional, immoral, and failed policies of preemptive war. Make no mistake, the neocons are back and looking for another war. They've got the president's ear, Iran, North Korea, Russia, China. Who's next for the warmongers? Thanks for calling this update. A new update is placed on this number, 888-322-1414 every Sunday. The written text can be found on my Ron Paul Institute website and on my Facebook page. Thanks for calling.
To repeat the announcement.
Hello, this is Ron Paul with your weekly update for Monday, March 26th. On Friday, President Trump signed the omnibus spending bill for 2018. The $1.3 trillion bill was so monstrous that it would have made the biggest spender in the Obama administration blush. The image of leading congressional Democrats Pelosi and Schumer grinning and gloating over getting everything they wanted, and then some, will likely come back to haunt Republicans at the midterm election. If so, they will deserve it. Even President Trump admitted the bill was horrible. As he said in the signing ceremony, there are a lot of things that we shouldn't have had in this bill that we were, in a sense, forced if we want to build our military. This is why I often say, forget about needing a third party political party. We need a second political party. Trump is admitting that to fuel the warfare state and enrich the military-industrial complex, it was necessary to dump endless tax dollars into the welfare state. But no one forced President Trump to sign the bill. His party controls both houses of Congress. He knows that no one in Washington cares about deficits, so he was more than willing to spread some Fed-created money at home to get his massive war spending boost. And about the militarism funded by the bill. Defense Secretary James Mattis said at the same press conference that, as the president noted, today we receive the largest military budget in history, reversing many years of decline in unpredictable funding. He's right and wrong at the same time. Yes, it is another big increase in military spending. In fact, the U.S. continues to spend more than at least the next seven or so largest countries combined, but his statement is misleading. Where are these several years of decline? Did we somehow miss a massive reduction in military spending under President Obama? Did the last administration close the thousands of military bases in more than 150 countries while we weren't looking? Of course not. On militarism, the Obama administration was just an extension of the Bush administration, which was an extension of the militarism of the Clinton administration, and so on. The military-industrial complex continues to generate record profits from fictitious enemies. The mainstream media continues to play the game, amplifying the war propaganda produced by the think tanks, which are funded by the big defense contractors. This isn't a conspiracy theory. This is conspiracy fact. Enemies must be created to keep Washington rich, even as the rest of the country suffers from the destruction of the dollar. That is why the neocons continue to do very well in this administration. While Trump and Mattis were celebrating big military spending increases, the president announced that John Bolton, one of the chief architects of the Iraq War debacle, would become his national security advisor. As former CIA analyst Paul Pillar has written, this is a man who, while at the State Department, demanded that intelligence analysts reach predetermined conclusions about Iraq and weapons of mass destruction. He cooked the books for World War. Bolton is on record calling for war with Iran, North Korea, and even Cuba. His return to a senior position in government is a return to the unconstitutional, immoral, and failed policies of preemptive war. Make no mistake, the neocons are back and looking for another war. They've got the president's ear, Iran, North Korea, Russia, China. Who's next for the warmongers? Thanks for calling this update. A new update is placed on this number, 888-322-1414 every Sunday. The written text can be found on my Ron Paul Institute website and on my Facebook page. Thanks for calling.
To repeat the announcement, press 1. To repeat the announcement, press...
What happens if you press 2?
What?
What happens if you press 2?
I don't think anything happened. I think I tried all the buttons already. There is a button as you press it. It'll take you to the main deal and ask you to enter a mailbox number. So his extension is basically just a mailbox. So 1414, maybe try 1413.
Okay.
See who's got that mailbox.
Yeah.
I'm not sure what the mailbox numbers are. It could be the whole phone number or minus the 888 part. Big defense contractors are not the only people funding think tanks, though. Big Pharma, Big Agra, you know, like Monsanto, Bayer.
Well,
the other big pharmaceutical companies.
The listeners didn't have an opportunity. The users didn't have an opportunity to hear what I was listening to, but when you first called me before we started the recording, that was the discussion on the permaculture design course is, well, basically farm subsidies, you know, big farm.
Right. Big
and,
pharma. I mean, big,
yeah, how,
agra.
Big agra, yeah, big agra, which drives farmers out of business because they...
Well, yeah, basically people like us have to have regular jobs to fund the farm.
Right. You know, or we have to charge really high prices for our specialty food.
Yeah.
You know,
I got in an argument
which,
this one time with this one guy at this one hotel because he said you can't make a living doing organic farming. He says you have to use chemical farming and, you know, basically big agra formulas in order to survive. Otherwise, you have to have a job in order to support your business or support your farm.
He might be right, which is...
Well, he's only right because Big Pharma's got the cards... Big Pharma. Big Agra has got the cards stacked against us. The government makes it difficult for small, independent, organic, even non-organic, but all, you know, independent farmers... You know, it makes it difficult for the small guy to survive if they don't subscribe to what they're doing, their agenda. just like our Monsanto neighbor. You know, he's surviving because he's subscribing to their system. But if he goes against the grain, you know, he'll have to basically reorganize his whole thinking and probably get another job on the side while he reorganizes all of his cards and resorts his deck. Once we get everything going and we're sustainable, we should be okay. But it's going to take a while to get there. In the meantime, we got to work so we can pay our bills. But this is more of a retirement plan for us.
Well, for you.
Huh?
For you.
For, yeah, well, for you, it's a lifestyle. And for me, too,
yeah.
Really. But, I mean, you know, I want to be able to set up something sustainable so that when I do retire, I don't got to go out and get a job. I can live off of my retirement and have, you know, a sustainable environment that thrives.
Yep. Well,
I just wish I would have got started 20 years ago.
Hey, I wish I got started 100 years ago.
Right. But yeah, okay, so it's kind of like Aurora Lux. How do you win the game at Aurora Lux?
Oh. Yeah, I got to reinstall that. But I got so good at beating it, it was kind of pointless.
Right, but what's the point? How do you win?
Me?
Okay, don't not
I
detail.
Pull off,
what's the basic strategy?
I pull off a percentage of my resources and put them off in a place where it won't even go. And then when I've built up enough, you know, I basically hold it at bay. And then when I've built up enough resources, I wipe out its strongest point.
Okay.
And other than that,
what's
outpace
the other
it.
Basic?
Oh, well, if you got more than one opponent coming at you, get them to fight each other.
Exactly. Point.
Yeah.
All right. How do they win? How does the government win? They keep us fighting each other.
Oh, yeah. Well, one of your previous exes pointed this out. I forget the name of the guy, but he was down in South Africa, and the American slave owners were asking him, how do you do it? Because he was maintaining thousands of slaves with no problem. No problems whatsoever. And basically he played the house slaves against the field slaves, and you know, among the field slaves there was different tribes, and you know, he made it look like he was doing favoritism toward one group when in truth he wasn't, but you know, it's just, you know, he maintained that perception that he was giving favoritism to one group in the other group's eyes and vice versa. And, you know, it kept them divided because they're constantly angry at each other, you know, because, oh, you're getting favoritism. It's like, well,
man, that was the only way he was doing it. But yeah, basically, you know, he played them against each other.
Oh yeah.
And that's basically what our government does. They play us against each other.
And actually, he'd be a good person to study to see just exactly what it is that's being, you know, what's going on.
And what's that called?
I don't remember. You'll have to go back and ask him.
I used to know. I think it started with a W.
Well, let's do this. South Africa. Slave owner.
Yeah, because he wrote a book on it, didn't he?
Yeah, well, that or somebody did a book as a parody.
Well, that's not the right term.
You know, was it Winston? I don't know.
Yeah, 1.56. Dude, I almost made the wrong turn. I'm in a convoy. I'm number two.
Dick.
Number one, almost fucked up.
So my search terms are giving me results for TripAdvisor.
Hang on. I got my group. Oh, shit. Trying to make sure I don't pass it. Should be right. Okay. I think he's got it. By George, I think he's got it. I don't know why he makes those huge-ass wide turns. He's got plenty of room. He does a button hook on just about every single turn when he doesn't really need to.
Now, you got to admit that Kim did clue in on a pretty important thing when she clued in on that.
Oh, yeah. She wasn't dumb. She's a smart girl. She just wasn't a nice person.
She was pointing out how that's exactly what they're doing right now.
Yeah.
To us, who are supposedly not slaves. So.
Right. Manimals.
Yeah.
Yeah, I never said she was dumb. She sure ain't dumb. Well, she's kind of dumb because she didn't treat me very good.
Well, that was stupid, but that doesn't necessarily make her dumb.
Correct.
Okay.
Yeah. So anyhow, yeah, united we stand, divided we fall. Teamwork makes the dream work. I did a little short video while I didn't have internet with the warlocks, how I was ganging up on these guys. I manipulated them to where they were fighting each other, and I basically worked my way around them.
Oh, yeah.
Until I had controlling interest. And then I moved into the attack.
Well, yeah, that's the other thing. They work on taking the big planets, and you take all the little ones. And busy fighting over the big ones. And eventually, you've got enough buildup on the little ones, you go in and take them out.
That's it.
Now, they occasionally got smart and went after you, but...
Occasionally, yeah. Okay. Hang on. Alright, I'm going to have to mute for a minute because I got to pack up my stuff, get out of this truck, get in the van, and I'll get back on once we're on, once we're rolling again. And I'll have another 30 minutes to talk. So I'll have your monologue for a minute.
Okay. So you want me to monologue? Oh, great. Yeah, that went over real well yesterday, too. I think this guy was out of the 1800s. Oh, boy. Should know his name. Studied enough of him. Well, you know, my internet is really slow right now. There we go. Huh. Well, yeah. I can't find it. Pretty bad when you have a clue what you're talking about, but you can't point it out to anybody. Oh, well. I have... outsourced my thinking to YouTube. Well, I know this much, that modern Americans think they're free. They pay taxes for everything. The Egyptian slaves, they only coughed up 20% of what they made. If the average American could keep 80% of what he made, the average American would be rich beyond his dreams. Or hers. Not trying to be sexist here. Just, wow. So, anybody care to tell me how long Kano says he's going to be gone? Or is Joe going to call in? Wow, we've been at this an hour and 19 minutes. Oh, no, I've been at an hour and 19 minutes. Listening to that music drain my brain away. Oh, my. All right, I give up. Can't find it now. Shouldn't use materials on the podcast that I don't have at hand. Oh, then I wouldn't be able to talk about anything. So, yeah. Anyway, Kano's retirement plan is basically the farm. And that won't exactly be a retirement, but it'll be a means of survival beyond having to go work for somebody else. And I'd say that's pretty smart on his part, provided he can hold on to the land, because even after he makes the payments on it, there are agencies out there that'll say, hey, you got to pay us to stay there. Even though you own it, you got to pay us. It's like, okay. I hear his voice.
Yo. Yo.
Yeah, no fair you having a good conversation while I'm sitting here stammering along as a monologue.
Right. Well, I just got in the van. We were making fun of the boss because she almost made a wrong turn.
Oh, well. Oh, is that why you almost made a wrong turn?
Yeah, because, you know, well, I didn't know. I knew where it was, but. It's all good. Oh, I'm on the phone. But you can continue monologuing if you like.
I don't want a monologue. Monologuing
right, so
is not good for my health.
Sure it is. So what were we talking about?
Slavery, modern day slavery.
Oh, yeah, modern day slavery.
We were trying to look up this guy who, now I can't remember his name for the life of me.
That's all right, I'm not going to ask what's her face either.
I might.
There you go.
It's like, hey, we need to know. But I need her phone number in order to do that, and you probably deleted it from your system.
I know. Yeah, I don't have it anymore. It might be on Facebook, but I've got her blocked on Facebook. So, Tiffany might have it. She might give it to you.
Okay, but first I'd need Tiffany's phone number. I lost all those things, remember?
Yeah, I don't have any of their numbers either. I got Don's number. Ah, there we go. I could text Don, ask him to ask her the name of the dude.
Who's the dude that was a slave expert in South Africa?
There you go. Yeah, because she still hangs out with him.
Oh, my. Yeah.
I wouldn't be surprised they get back together, which they probably wouldn't be half bad for each other. They're astrologically identical. They're born 2 years apart, but they're astrologically identical.
Right. Like,
so anyway.
Like he needs that headache.
He is a headache.
I won't tell him you said that.
I mean, you know, he's a good businessman. I give him that. She's not, but he is. But the thing of it is she's got more morals than he does.
Right.
So.
That's...
she
well,
could have done
okay.
pretty good. I mean, I don't know. Our carpet cleaning business wasn't doing half bad. She was paying her bills.
Yeah,
but,
I wasn't doing half bad, but she wasn't putting half effort into it.
That's it. Yeah, she wasn't really putting an effort into it, and she was paying her bills.
Yeah.
So, makes you wonder.
Yeah, maybe that's what we should do. We should probably start a carpet cleaning business in the area.
Yeah. Agape would hire us.
Yeah. Yep. I could be your unknown employee.
There you go. Oh, that's my mule. My baby fox.
You telling somebody else what I am?
No, the New World Order.
Right.
He can't pay taxes. Tell, he's a mule.
Yeah, tell him go watch Crocodile Dundee. He's my donk.
There you go. He's my donk.
He's my donk.
So yeah, the increase in the size, the cost, the increase in the size, the cost, the increase in the reach and the power of a terroristic, tyrannical, de facto government. Scrap, gov, scrap. Scrap
I'm
stands
your
for
pet organic
composting
slave
machine.
Composting machine.
Well, yeah, according to the trick, you are my slave. Not a very good one. If you are my slave, you're not a very good one.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Or I'm not a very good slave owner, one of the two. Actually,
it's
I'm not a very good slave owner.
It's the economy.
Blame everything on the economy.
Yeah, it's the economy, stupid.
Yeah, I would not make a good slave owner. I'm not manipulative, malicious, or evil enough. Cunning.
You'd probably
you
tell
know.
Them, you don't like it here? Fine. Go find some other farm to be a slave on.
True. That'd be my only strategy. I'd be like, hey, you got it good with me because I don't treat you like a slave. If you want to go be somebody else's slave, that's fine. I don't give a dang darn diddly.
And then every once in a while you'd be like, where'd this guy come from?
Yeah.
Well, okay. There's the field. Come on.
Yeah, as long as you work, you can stay. Don't work, go. And basically,
hey, which one
yeah,
of you is good at paperwork?
Yeah, God, I know. We can both do it, but we don't want to.
Which one of you is good at paperwork? Okay, good. Okay, you do the paperwork. I'll go work the field.
I know,
right?
Yeah, that's a master. I'll be out there working with the rest of them.
Oh, my. Yeah. And it's raining here, so I don't know if you can hear it. I hope you don't, but it might be cutting into my voice.
No, you're
so,
good.
I'm good?
Yeah, when I get back down here to this ranch where we're...
I was tempted to play the portion of the video where he lists the four major problems.
With what, right? Permaculture?
Well, the modern world. There's four major problems that are here in the modern world. And the first one is erosion. And the last one was government. So, and he pointed out how all four were actually tied together. So, yeah, it's raining pretty regular now. We're supposed to get 2 inches of rain.
Cool.
I say thank God because I'm halfway through that bed.
Oh, okay.
Now, yesterday the weather was so good, I felt bad that I was still here in the greenhouse. Today it was so cold, I know why I'm still here in the greenhouse. Sun came out for about 5 minutes. It got hot in here for that 5 minutes. Then the sun went behind a cloud and didn't come out again. It got cold again.
Nice.
So.
You should have been out in the field yesterday.
I was out in the field yesterday.
Oh, okay.
But no, I was feeling bad that I'm still here living in the greenhouse.
Oh, gotcha.
Felt that I should be on the land. You know, and would like to be. Yeah, this is not really a political discussion, but have you gotten a line on the garlic?
Yeah. I did two frac moves yesterday and one today. I should be making about...
Okay. Apparently you heard a different question than I asked. Or I'm not understanding the answer. Okay. It looks like I lost you. Boop. Yep. So much for that. Anyway, on the farm, I put in this. I'm putting in this thing called a lasagna garden. All right, and while this isn't strictly political, it's our political statement to the world to do things on the farm correctly, not just grow potatoes, corn, rice. Let's see, there was two others. Hello.
Hello, and welcome to the Scrap Go Scrap podcast, where we talk about the size, the cost, extent of reach, and the power of government.
Yeah, that too.
Or terroristic tyrannical de facto government.
Yeah. Anyways, explaining how even though growing garlic is not exactly a political subject. In a way, it is.
Yeah, growing your own food is like printing your own money.
It's exactly like printing your own money. As a matter of fact, it's skipping the whole money thing.
Pretty much.
You know, because... Well, for one, you go to the grocery store, they give you bad money.
True. Yeah. GMO, high fructose corn syrup, flavored cardboard, food paint.
Well, yeah, and most of those products are made out of five staples. There's five modern staples now: corn, potatoes, rice, and two others. And I can't remember what the other two. Yeah, soy, one more, probably wheat, but I can't remember for sure. All right, and the reason that those are the five staples is because from those things, you can make your food look like anything.
And taste like anything.
and tastes like anything. Just, well, you have to add some artificial flavors and colorings to it, but yeah, you know. But then people will eat anything. After all, people eat Skittles, which is nothing but artificial color and artificial flavor. I mean,
Skittles,
you know,
are delicious.
God. Well, maybe now that they've toned down the flavor.
Yeah. I love flavored cardboard food paint.
Yeah, that's why you go and eat pizza at at Casey's. And I go to I go to Simple Simon's.
This crew's crazy. The people I work with are insane. Anyway.
So did you message Dawn?
Yeah. I'm sorry, what?
Did you message Dawn with the question?
Oh, I'll do it after.
So
I'm good, thank you. I don't want your nuts. They just gave me a Cinnabon, so I don't know if I can.
Ooh.
Yeah, it's from the Pilot. They make really good cinnamon rolls.
Yeah.
I need a plate or something.
I know.
Hey, these gourds I'm cleaning.
Hey.
These gourds that I'm cleaning.
Oh, I got this. Boom, shaka. You want to split that in half?
Yeah.
Oh, we have to teamwork. Teamwork. Sorry, my bad. All right, I'll take the side that had the food in it. Uh-oh. Stop. Okay, let go. Yeah. Okay, yeah, there we go. Got it. Boom, shaka. There you go. Teamwork makes the dream work.
You split it in half.
Teamwork makes the dream work. Coolness. So, yeah. You're already nuts. Oh, la vida loca. So, yeah. The size, the cost, the extent of the reach and the power of a terroristic, tyrannical, de facto government.
That does not spell scrap very well. You got to leave some of those descriptors out.
Well, size, cost, reach, and power.
Right.
That's why Lenny shortened it. That was actually Lenny's original way he was saying it. And then once once I finally had it down, he told me I was doing it wrong. I was like, what? He's like, I've been trying to teach you this for years. It's like, you changed it. I know. I got to record it. I document everything.
Yeah.
Stop it anyway. Yeah. So now it's basically just size, cost, reach, and power. Instead of, you know, all the other little...
Tyrannical, terroristic government?
Oh, I added that part.
Oh, okay.
But yeah. Yeah. Because it's in our disclaimer, which we didn't read.
No, we didn't. And my internet sucks.
That's okay.
And my internet sucks again tonight, too.
I
need to go on to the website. I need to make a text file copy. And
it's all good. They can read
it. Have it available to read have it available to read when I can't get online.
True, true. Same here. I mean, I wrote it. I should have a copy of it on my phone.
Yep.
Yep. Oh, I'm going to lose signal here in about 3 seconds, probably.
Well, then we should probably say goodbye.
Yeah.
All right, folks. What's the website?
ScrapGovScrap.us.
ScrapGovScrap.us.
And .com,
right,
if you want to go to Lenny's website.
Yeah, I have never gone to it. That's the sad thing.
There's not much to it. I'm the only follower.
Right, but I need to go there so I can tell people what's there.
True.
You know, I can't tell them that the phone number is there because I don't know that to be true.
The phone number is at the .us.
At the .us. Very good. All right. So you'll find contact information at the ScrapGovScrap.us site. Yay.
Yay.
Got more rain coming on my head. Where you can find out, you can probably listen to copies of this podcast and find out how to contact us. I'm sure Kano's put my phone number there, right?
I believe so. If not, you can find it at DementedDungeonsAndDragons.com.
Oh, okay. I was avoiding saying that for fear that it might be a crossover. Very good.
I post these podcasts on Demented Dungeons and Dragons also.
Oh, very good. Very good.
And DD&D is the host of Scrap Go Scrap.
DD&D. Oh, boy.
So there you go. And our hours are basically now Sunday after church, whatever time you get out of church.
Woo!
If you go to church on Sunday. If you're not a Sabbath keeper.
Sabbath keeper?
Yeah, what the
hell?
Why
would a good churchgoer keep Sabbath?
I don't know. Those Sabbath keepers are weird.
Well, yeah, I don't know.
What are our friends, Seventh-day Adventists?
Well, the wife of one of them is.
Oh, okay.
And then
so
the others.
What do most of them call themselves?
Christians. but then they argue that the others aren't really Christians.
Yeah, most people say they're Christian aren't really Christian anyway.
Well, that's their argument. They're saying that the ones that claim to be Christians aren't really Christians. So.
But really, we need to stop pointing a finger and start, reaching out.
Well, yes. There's one guy I like listening to that says, you can't just care about your church. You have to care about the next church over also. But the problem is, most Christians say, well, I care about them. I'm trying to save them now. But they won't listen. And meanwhile, they're saying the same thing about the ones that say that says that they're not listening. So,
well, yeah. And then,
they get all tied up in an argument over doctrine.
Right, and that's why we're divided we fall.
There you go.
That's why we have so many problems. We're not united. We're the divided states of, we're the divided Soviet states of America.
Yes. Hey, we should print up some coupons that mimic Federal Reserve notes.
It's the government's.
We should print up some coupons that mimic the Federal Reserve notes. that say the divided Soviet states of America.
Hey, that's not a bad idea. I was kind of thinking that myself, but
of course you were. Otherwise, it wouldn't have hopped into my brain.
Whatever.
Whatever.
Well, apparently, my boss and I are reading each other's minds now too.
There you go.
It's probably the other way around. Up in here.
So is your boss another David?
No. Quit looking at my New World Order driver's license. What? Huh?
Who's
oh,
what the?
Glasses. That's it. Glasses. I'm surprised I still got signal. So there you go. Check out the website, scrapgovscrap.us. Sunday around 7:30, whenever I got signal or whatever. Church gets out usually around, 7 o'clock. I don't do Sunday evening church unless I'm in Kansas City. But
okay.
About that time.
So those of you who go to evening church, this is your perfect break from the indoctrination you just received.
Pretty much.
What are you laughing
about? The masses.
Well, yeah.
The other way is to
cover them with cover them with poop and keep them in the dark.
Right. My boss said, "Give them all weed, keep them all high."
Yeah, that too. That's what Denver's going for. Colorado.
That's what Denver's going for. Yeah.
Yeah. Tell her to call in next time.
All righty.
What? That's not what I wanted to do. There we go. All right, so folks, catch you next week.
All right, party on. We're all a little broken.